Okay, welcome to the new council. Now, you have all watched the first council, so I'm going to try to not give so much hand-holding along the way. Hopefully, you've got a sense of how the flow is to work. So we'll go ahead and start now. This is the second council. We'll begin with your introductions. Please introduce yourself. We'll start with the president.
Good morning. My name is Charlie Meganson, president of county council.
And which school are you representing?
I go to Sussex Central.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Maria Vasquez. I go to Keep It Open, and I'm the vice president.
Yes, you are. Okay. This gentleman here?
Dylan Hudson, Indian River, District Number 3.
Okay. Trevor Beachboard, Sussex Central, District Number 4.
My name is Sam Saxon. I go to Sussex Tech, and I'm representing District Number 5.
Jacob Lee, Siebert High School, playing the role of county attorney.
I'm Jennifer Stirrup. I'm from Cape Penelope High School, and I am the finance director.
Hello. I am Brock Willie. I go to Seaford, and I am the clerk of the council.
Okay. Welcome to all of you, and thank you for being here. Now we will move on to the next item of business on the agenda, and that is a presentation regarding the dog control contract from our real finance director, Ms. Gina Jennings. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. As you're aware, Sussex County is required by state law to provide dog control services. We have looked at other vendors in the past, but there is only one company at the time that can provide these services. County staff is recommending an amendment to the current dog contract with First State Animal Center at SPCA. The amendment extends the contract for 1 year. The amendment also keeps the service level and the price the same as the previous year. The annual cost of the contract is $682,616. However, First State Animal Center requested to hire two additional staff to decrease their response time. This would add another $80,000 to the contract. The current contract provides for 4 full-time officers and 1 supervisor working from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Staff feels that the level of service is sufficient, therefore no increase in the contract is recommended by county staff. In front of you, you will see a copy of the amendment to the contract. You'll see the statistics of the dog control, their service levels. You'll see the schedule that they're proposing to hire the new staff. And you would normally have this, obviously, a week ahead of time to review. So at this time, is there any questions? Again, we're making a recommendation to keep the contract the same, but First State is requesting 2 additional staff members to help with their workload.
That's to decrease response time for
that's
the SPCA?
Correct. That is correct.
So that's like animal control if they were called out?
Right. Yes. If they, something happened to a dog, they hear they're being mistreated, things like that, they'll get a call and they run out to help our constituents.
Have we heard complaints about the current response time? Is it too slow?
Very good question. So as a council and administration, we have not heard any complaints about response time. And looking at the number of calls compared to the year before, they're actually decreasing.
And that would add $80,000 to the contract that's already $682,616.
That is correct. It's $80,000 additional to the $682,000.
So that's a lot of money. They want $80,000 more, and it seems unwarranted because there's not complaints about the current response time, but they want to speed it up.
That's correct. Right.
Does anyone else have any questions or input?
Okay, so you would take a motion. Does anybody have a motion to extend the contract at the current $682,000?
Okay. So is there a motion to extend the current contract at $682,616?
Motion. Sorry. A motion to extend the current contract at $682,616.
The councilman from District Number 4 has made a motion. Is there a second?
I second it. District 3.
District 3 has seconded the motion. And now for a vote. We'll start down there.
I'll vote yes.
I'll vote no.
No.
I vote yes to extend the contract and not increase it.
I vote yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Math is not my strength here. Let me.
I
have two here. You were a yes. You're a no. You're a no. You're a yes.
Yes.
All right. So that's two. Okay. You're a yes.
Yes.
So that's three.
Yes.
Four.
No.
Five. All right. No.
No.
Sorry.
No.
No.
We got a tie.
Split.
Okay.
I can cast the.
He did. He already did. So. In a real-world scenario, this wouldn't happen because we have five. We have an odd number, but because we have eight of you voting today, so it doesn't pass. Actually, it's a tie. It's a tie vote. There's not a majority in favor, so you're stuck with that. So now you have to consider another motion, a different approach. I believe Ms. Jennings gave you two options.
That's
correct. So she gave you two options. You just did a motion on the first option, which was to extend the contract at 682,000 and change. And that did not get a majority vote. So now entertain a motion for her other recommendation.
I assume that the alternative would yield similar results because the no's would probably go for the other ones and it would still be 4-4. So am I allowed to call for some more discussion?
Sure. Sure.
If you voted no on this, could you explain why?
Excellent question. So the no votes, can you give some explanation on why you voted no, and perhaps amongst yourselves you can discuss a compromise?
Personally, I voted no because since there are no complaints and response times and everything is already fine as it is, I see no reason to add employees and add money to the contract when it's unneeded and unjustified.
Then you should have voted yes.
The councilman from district number 3 is correct in that the motion, if you voted yes, would be to continue the current contract at $682,000. No would mean we'd need another motion to hire two more individuals, which would add $80,000.
Then I'm the butt of this joke.
Is there a motion? May I have a motion for a vote to continue the contract at $682,616?
Question.
I move to continue at $682,000, whatever.
Is there a second to that motion?
I will second that motion.
All right. Start the voting from down there.
I vote yes.
I vote yes now.
Yes.
I vote yes.
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 So you just went 4-4 to 8-0.
I believe that everybody misvoted if I'm not the only one that's mistaken.
I believe we just misunderstood.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you very much. This will end your session as council. We'll now call up the next group. Thanks.
Great.
We provided the comedy of the day. Okay. If I could have the orange group, please come forward.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I feel special.
Yo, that was so funny. I died. Oh, wow, I'm on the way in. I went in that way. I'm
going
to figure out how to get out of here.
Thank you.
Just, keep your minutes from hitting the
out of your
head, and I'm going to reset the track here.
Need a timer or anything?
Where are we at? Conditional use for Blue Hen.
Is that what we are?
Yeah.
One ready?
That's cool.